This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Karnataka Congress Legislature Party is meeting in Bengaluru to elect its new leader to succeed the outgoing Chief Minister, Mr. Siddaramaiah. Governor Thavarchand Gehlot has already accepted the resignation of Mr. Siddaramaiah, asking him to act as a caretaker until a new incumbent is chosen. Our correspondent reports that Mr. D.K. Shivakumar is likely to be formally elected as the new leader of the Congress Legislature Party. The 136 Congress MLAs have been asked to attend the CLP meeting. President of Myanmar, U May Aung Hlaing, has arrived at Gaya in Bihar on a five-day visit to India. He visited the world-renowned Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya and offered prayers at the sacred Buddhist site. President Hlaing will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi this evening. Tomorrow, the Myanmar President is expected to participate in Myanmar-India Business Forum. On Monday, President Hlaing will hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today bade farewell to military service after receiving a ceremonial Tri-Services Guard of Honour at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The ceremony marked the culmination of his distinguished tenure as the country's top military officer. He also laid a wreath at the War Memorial.
It's a matter of great honor for me to suffer and wait with the Tri-Services Guard of Honor. I thank the three services and headquarter IDS for it. With the conclusion of the Guard of Honor, I bid farewell to my colleagues in uniform, comrades in arms forever. I laid the wreath at the War Memorial for the last time in uniform as a humble tribute to those who laid down their lives in the line of duty. This is symbolic of my transiting from uniform to a civilian life. I had a very satisfying and an excellent tenure.
Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today visited Loham in Surajpur in Greater Noida, which is producing sustainable critical minerals and advanced materials. Speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said lithium batteries and permanent magnets play a crucial role in several modern technologies, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi envisions that this should be manufactured in India and its technology should be developed domestically. He said in alignment with this vision, a young startup named Loham has successfully developed a complex technology. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, carried out coordinated anti-narcotics operations in Kerala and seized substantial quantities of narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances. The Ministry of Finance said over 24 kilograms of narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances have been seized in these operations from Kochi, Mallapuram and Thiruvananthapuram under Operation Chakravyuh. The Ministry added that five individuals, including key operatives involved in the trafficking networks, have been apprehended. The National Steering Committee has approved the Strategic Investment Plan SIP for the Visakhapatnam ITI cluster in Andhra Pradesh under the PM Setu scheme submitted by a private company named ArcelorMittal Nippon Steel India. The approval marks the first ever SIP to be cleared under the Pradhan Mantri's Skilling and Employability Transformation through Upgraded ITI's PM Setu scheme. It also makes Andhra Pradesh the first state to operationalize an industry partnership under the scheme. The approval was accorded during the third NSC meeting convened by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship in New Delhi. IMD has said that atmospheric conditions are becoming increasingly favorable for the southwest monsoon to reach parts of Kerala and Tamil Nadu within the next 4 to 5 days. The monsoon has further advanced into areas of the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, as well as Lakshadweep and Kanyakumari region. IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Kerala and issued a yellow alert in 8 districts for today. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the finals of the Singapore Open tournament today. The Indian pair defeated world number one South Korea's duo Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho 21-19, 21-18 in the semi-final match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.